While you were being distracted again by the mainstream media, 87 politicians were being exposed for their horrific crimes against children. Americans, the list that I'm about to reveal should come as no surprise as to what is taking place in your country today. It explains why we have seen that our said representatives are continuously bearing forth corrupt fruit. For decades, we have known of this corruption, and now it is all coming to the light. Friends, for the record, a corrupt tree is not going to bring forth good fruit. It is, without a doubt, going to bring forth corrupt fruit. Scripture is clear. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and is cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. No matter how many different ways or methods these people try to put themselves up as the righteous, the Lord will and is bringing into the light as to who they really are. Now, before we get into this list, let me remind you that these are the same criminal politicians that have advocated sodomy, homosexuality, pedophilia, even trying to sell pornography to the American people as free speech. We have, in part, 87 politicians, corrupt politicians, might I add, that have been exposed for their crimes against children. Illinois State Representative Keith Farnham resigned and was charged with possession of child pornography and has been accused of bragging at an online site about sexually molesting a six-year-old girl. A spokesperson for the Arkansas Party, Harold Moody Jr., was charged with distribution and possession of child pornography. Radnor Township Board of Commissioners member Philip Ayer resigned from his position after being charged with the possession of child pornography and abusing children between 2 and 6 years old. Activist and BLM organizer Charles Wade was arrested and charged with human trafficking and underage prostitution. Texas attorney and activist Mark Benavides was charged with having sex with a minor, inducing a child to have sex, and compelling prostitution of at least 9 legal clients and possession of child pornography. He was found guilty on 6 counts of sex trafficking. Former mayor of Stillwater, New York, Rick Nelson, pleaded guilty to 5 counts of possession of child pornography of children less than 16 years of age. Former mayor of Hubbard, Ohio, Richard Keenan, was given a life sentence in jail for raping a 4-year-old girl. Former mayor of Randolph, Nebraska, Dwayne L. Schute, was arrested and charged with 4 counts of felony third-degree sexual assault of a child and 1 count of intentional child abuse. Former mayor of Dawson, Georgia, Christopher Wright, was indicted on the charges of aggravated child molestation, aggravated sodomy, rape, child molestation, and statutory rape of an 11-year-old boy and a 12-year-old girl. Party leader for Victoria County, Texas, Stephen Jabor, pleaded guilty to possession and receiving over 500,000 child pornographic images. Activist and fundraiser Terrence Bean was arrested on charges of sodomy and sex abuse in a case involving a 15-year-old boy, and when the alleged victim declined to testify, the judge dismissed the case. Andrew Douglas Reed pleaded guilty to multiple counts of second-degree sexual exploitation of a minor for producing child pornography. Aide to Senator Barbara Boxer, Jeff Rosato, pleaded guilty to charges of trading in child pornography. New Jersey State Assemblyman Neil Cohen was convicted of possession and distribution of child pornography. Tim Nolan, chairman of Donald Trump's presidential campaign in Kentucky, pled guilty to child sex trafficking, and on February 11th, 2018, he was then sentenced to serve 20 years in prison. Patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the said president or any other public representative, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he efficiently serves the country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else. President Theodore Roosevelt. The learned man lifts up his head while the simple man puts his foot down. Puts his foot down to inherit what Christ has given him. This is the way to inheritance, the kingdom of God. By criticisms, you may put your foot in it, but by faith, you put your foot on it.
BBSradio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, one of the topics that we've kept out in front of your faces over the last, what, 4 or 5 years now is those that have been dying suddenly. And we haven't covered this in a while, and I just kind of wanted to share with you on social media platforms as well as our affiliates as to what in fact is happening. Now, before we get to that, I do want to say and give a shout out to our friend Jason at none other than 720 AM KFIR in Oregon. We just welcome you back. Folks, I had shared with you in the past that we lost over 100 affiliates after GCN went down. We were told that we only lost one or two, but the fact of the matter was we lost 100. We got back up on satellite, and we're regaining those radio programs that we lost because of that. So we just want to again say welcome back to KFIR. Jason over at 720 AM in Oregon, Minnesota. Now, folks, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to know who we are, what it is that we've been doing, because you're a first-time listener or viewer, go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com and listen to what the people have encountered during our time with them in their communities, their high schools, their colleges, their churches, radio, television, whatever the case may be. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page. If you want to call in at any time, please do stick to the topic. It doesn't matter, pro or con. Jude 3 or 4 is what we do here. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know that if you are a first-time listener or viewer of sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here. So let me get over to the topic here, friends, and just showing you what it is, again, that the mainstream media is censoring. Last week, I had played a video. I believe it was Saturday's show. Maybe I touched on it during the week as well, but I played a video about 5 minutes long showing you the victims of the murderous shots that they sold you as coronavirus and how they're going to save your life and so on and so forth. And this is one of many crises that they've created over time, friends, and it only happens because the people tolerate it. But with that, we played a video last week of the families that have lost people to the experimental jabs. We showed you the videos of them trying to show the people at large on social media platforms what happened to their families because of the shots. While the mainstream media simultaneously hand in glove with corruption in government and big pharma companies and big tech companies were censoring the voices of those that were trying to tell others, just like the tens, if not hundreds of thousands of doctors worldwide that were trying to warn the people of the consequences of taking the experimental jab. They deemed those people that were telling you that their family members were killed by these experimental jabs as false information. We played that video for you. I'm not kidding, friends. This is what the people are putting up with. Every single one in big pharma, federal government, state government, along with big tech companies should be held as accomplices for the crime of the experimental jab. Why do I say that? Well, let me show you why. Prolific New Jersey soccer coach, teacher Joseph Collodin dies suddenly at 46 years old. Just died suddenly, friends. No, of course, nobody can explain it. And of course, we know why he died, because he was posting, "I got my COVID-19 vaccine. We can do this." This was on May 12th of 2021. Now, that's just the tip of the iceberg of what I've seen over the last weekend, friends. We also have Big Boss 13 fame, Shafila Jarwala, passes away due to cardiac arrest at the age of 42 years old. Again, this is what took place just over the last week, okay? And it also shows you why it is that she's no longer here. She said, "Finally, I got my first dose. Protect yourself, protect others. Getting vaccinated is the only way to beat COVID-19. Now, she was, of course, reeled in by those that she submitted to, and a favor was called in, and she went right along with it, and as a matter of fact, it cost her life. Going on now to Baton Rouge native who danced on American Idol alongside his celebrities, dies at the age of 31 years old. This is all of just what took place over the weekend, friends. Okay. On the right side, for those that can see it and for those that can't, it's interesting because we know how he died as well. He was bragging about getting his second shot today. Guess what, friends? That experimental jab that the government told you, along with Big Pharma and the mainstream media, what they were telling you, folks, the opposite is true. Are they not to be held accountable for murder in fact? Of course. Here, let me show you something else that you may have not seen over the weekend, friends. Mary Talley posted, "I am Brooke Jackson," describes Pfizer vaccine trial cover-up in a new film, Inside Vax Trials. Now, you also got to pay attention, friends, that Brooke is suing AG Pam Bondi for dropping all charges against Pfizer, dropping the investigation, okay? So, Americans, I think you're getting a good taste over the last couple of weeks of what we've been trying to warn you of concerning what's going on in this current administration. P.S., it is this administration, he'll tell you out of his own mouth, Donald Trump calls himself the father of the vaccine. Now, as I've said so many times before, if we don't want to put a stop to them and bring judgment upon the heads of the perpetrators of the crime, they're going to continue on, and it's exactly what they're doing. We know that just recently, friends, they had actually came about on a global basis again, has nothing to do with the United States, but they want you to believe it does. They want you to now know that the WHO has full control of the next pandemic. And of course, we abstained. That's what they said, right? We're the cause of it, friends. We abstained from nothing, just so you know. We allowed the people in the White House to go ahead and advocate for this. So when they come out on the other side and say we abstain, friends, that is nonsense. That is absolute nonsense, again, because they are the cause. But I did want to let you know the director of the World Health Organization, his name is Dr. Tedros. He is actually not a medical doctor, just like Bill Gates isn't, just like so many others that are put as the gatekeepers concerning these unconstitutional criminal agencies. But he's not a medical doctor. As a matter of fact, he's on the TPLF terrorist wanted Ethiopia for human rights violation. I'll tell you what, folks, you're putting up with a lot of people that are on a list for war criminals, and it just happens to be this one as well. Beware. We'll be right back.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death." Well, welcome back. Uh, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. This is all of what is being censored by the mainstream media. All the information I just gave to you, they don't want you to see it. They've gone so far to censor all of that. They're responsible. Folks, they're accomplices to the murder of over 30 million people. Do you think this isn't going to come to your front door? You got to be out of your mind. You absolutely have to be out of your mind. Read Amos 6:3 when you get a moment. I want to show you this again, and I want to make a point. Meet Dr. Tedros, who's actually not a medical doctor, but he is a TPLF, the acronym, terrorist, wanted in Ethiopia for human rights violations. What makes this terrorist, who is not even a doctor, qualified to be in charge of the World Health Organization? You got to ask yourself, who put him there? You might want to look to the People's White House, friends, because he is a wanted man. But yet he's appointed to oversee the next crisis that they're already foreplanning. You have to expect it's going to come back, friends. If you're not going to stop it for what it is, it's going to come back again. Here's the history of mankind right here. It's the four R's. It really is. You leave off the Lord, who is the healer. right? Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him, that blind eyes are open, that deaf ears are open, that the lame walk, that the, again, friends, all manner of sickness and disease is healed, lepers are cleansed, and even the dead are raised. That's who our Lord is. He is the resurrection and the life. If we don't want to go to him, this is what we're going to do. We're going to leave off the Lord and we're going to take on man. And then guess what we find out? They're the ones creating the problem to profit from the deaths of those that they play problem solver to. Anybody infuriated yet? I truly hope so. Now listen, I was talking to our affiliates guy this morning. And he told me a story regarding feedback from representing the radio show. A radio station owner had told him that Bradley Dean is too direct. That's what he said. By the way, this is a condemnation and a warning to those that don't understand. And it's also a big high five of praise to those that are on board. So let me go back. Our radio affiliate representative told me some of the feedback that he got concerning a radio station owner that had come to him and told him that Bradley Dean's too direct. In response, our representative responded with, and this is golden, friends. He said, why? Because he tells the truth? See, people are so accustomed and brainwashed by today's conservatives, who we call yesterday's liberals, who are so, folks, in fact, are responsible for what they call the left today. That's the fruit of what you call the right. They are not conservatives. They are mere puppets reading the teleprompter and conveying the message that somebody told them they better tell to the people or else, and make millions of dollars every year by doing so in service to their golden calf, their sponsors. Our representative's response was golden. He said, why? Because Bradley's telling you the truth? Well, our representative then went on to tell me, after that conversation, that he also represents a Dr. So-and-so in his radio broadcast. He said that during what was labeled by the mainstream media as the pandemic, that the Dr. So-and-so that he represented, radio stations came back to him and told him to tell Dr. So-and-so to quit using the word jab. No joke. No joke. It offended the sponsors. It offended the sponsors. Quit using, I'm sorry, it offended the radio stations. Tell Dr. So-and-so to quit using the word jab. And we would like him to stop doing so, using the word jab. Well, apparently he obeyed his radio affiliates in face of the Lord's words and commands of speaking forth the truth that liberates men, John 8:32. He obeyed the radio affiliates despite the facts. Did you know that because that Dr. So-and-so, listen carefully to me, please. Did you know that because Dr. So-and-so took heed to his radio affiliates in withholding the truth, that the state where he was broadcasting from, did you know that they suffered the highest casualty mortality rate in the country? Do you see the cost of sacrificing truth? And isn't it interesting? John 18:37 tells us of my Lord, my big brother, the captain of my salvation. Jesus said, to this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. And everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Now, let me take it a step further. Because the story that I just told you about Dr. So-and-so cost the lives of many in the state where he failed to be a faithful witness. And this is the fruit of those who refuse to tell the truth because they care more about the money, just like Judas, who sold out Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. He didn't realize what was happening as he was on the road to suicide and eternity, the eternity that he deserves and the one that he's going to inherit as recompense from the Lord, called hell forever. Okay? Well, what happens when it comes to the truth concerning the souls of men? And this reminds me of a story told of Desiderius Erasmus contending with none other than that bad boy apostolic prophet, reformer Martin Luther. Luther's crossing swords with Erasmus of Rotterdam. Erasmus is taking the position during this controversy of the 16th century of the reconciler, of the peacemaker, and he's pleading with Luther not to be teaching doctrines openly because that will cause an uproar to tell the truth. For example, Erasmus said to Luther, "Luther, your teaching on the sovereignty of God and the primacy of grace for and your teaching them of the human will, these issues will they'll create all kinds of fury," said he. "A floodgate of iniquity will be opened, lawlessness." So he cautions Luther and pleads with him not to be teaching about these things. And in response, Luther becomes indignant. Luther becomes indignant righteously and says, "There cannot possibly ever be the presence of the Word of God in this world without an uproar following it any time the truth of God is proclaimed." Clearly, Luther said, no matter how gently, no matter how winsomely, no matter how charitable, when the Word of God is clearly proclaimed, hell itself rises up in fury and controversy follows. Read 12:17 of the book of Revelation. He persecutes those that keep the commandments of the Lord. And we're talking about Satan himself. Luther said back to Erasmus, he said, "It's a terrible burden for him that he takes the controversy that surrounds his teaching." He said, Luther did, "I'm not a stone." He said, "I'm not a person without feelings." He said, "I know that people hate me and say vile things about me. But it's my duty to preach the word of God." There it is. Hey, guys, those that proclaim the word of God, you are obligated and commanded by the Most High to speak the truth. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Love is not to be a counterfeit love, a fiend love, a dissimulated love. It's a truth that sets men free because that's what love does. Romans 13:10, John 8:32, as I said earlier. We're not called to be a bunch of leaders of consensus. We're called, men of God, to be molders of consensus. And it's time that we stand up and be counted while the opportunities are made available to us by the Most High God now in the face of so many that have forfeited the truth for a dime in the presence. It is time for us to stand up and tell the truth. See, today people don't relate to that in this day and age because the whole philosophy today is don't rock the boat, avoid controversy, and fail to bear witness to the truth and avoid preaching the gospel. I mean, they do everything but what they should do. Now, here's where we have to look to Christ, who defined his entire mission in terms of bearing witness to his truth. Friends, if Jesus was born to bear witness of the truth, then it would be ours to do the same, right? We're not called to sacrifice the truth at the altar of peace. For if that were the case, we would settle for that which denies the sacrifice of Christ and only ends in a false peace. That lot we will not be a part of. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty
Radio.com. Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Aeschylus rightly stated that even in our sleep, pain which cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart until in our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God. How is God glorified in us and we in Him? By His grace. What does His grace work in us? True holiness. Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to Him. By whom does He give us salvation? By Jesus Christ. How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us. What price did He give? His blood. What did His blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who was given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did He choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles, to abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews, and to establish His own righteousness. What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus.
BBSradio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. BBSRadio.com. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
I just had some stuff pulled up here, and I was just rewinding it, and interestingly enough, it just disappeared. I was going to tell you, folks, someone said to me yesterday about my page on Facebook, and I told them, I said, listen, if I would have been left alone, I'd have 5 to 7 million people. No doubt about it. 5 to 7 million followers, right? They pulled it. I was getting 600 friend requests a day. Now, if you go to my Facebook page, in answering to the question asked, I have 15,000 on my personal page, along with 388 following out of that 15,000, okay? Which means, friends, then I got 4,800 added on to that, and yet on my average, I'll have probably about 100 people that view one of my videos just on that criminal network. I mean, it's a network, right? But it just shows you how they are suppressing anybody that tells you the truth. Oh, by the way, it's exactly what's going on here. It's exactly what's happening again in your country. And I think people, again, need to understand this is how they're getting away with what they're getting away with. And I reiterate this, and it's not Bradley Dean whining. It's Bradley Dean trying to tell you that, listen, when they silence the voice of opposition, this is how they get away with the crimes that they're guilty of. Does that concern you? It should. Look at your grandkids when you look the other way. Or should I say, before you look the other way, why don't you go ahead and contemplate what you're leaving to them if you don't deal with what's going on here? Somebody just posted the FBI has Jeffrey Epstein's videotapes. The FBI has Seth Rich's laptop. Wasn't that interesting? The FBI has Huma Abedin's laptop. The FBI has Hunter Biden's laptop. What? Does it ever stop, friends? I mean, does it ever get to the point where, honestly, I got to say to the do-nothings, does it ever get to the point where you're embarrassed for what you tolerate? The FBI, the unconstitutional agency, hid all these items from the public. And the people seem to be okay with it. Here's another one. Another post came from a conservative of the day who plays both sides of the fence. His God is the current administration. See no evil, hear no evil. That's the professed conservatives of the day, along with the evangelicals that don't even know the word of God. And I'm talking about a mass amount of the 86%. This guy said, I've come back from vacation to learn that Epstein apparently wasn't an international child sex trafficker, even though he was arrested for being one. Consider this, friends. Even though he was arrested for being one, they're trying to tell you, you don't see and you don't hear what's actually happening. You know, it kind of reminds me of something Orwell said a long time ago. The party told you to reject the evidence of your eyes and your ears. It was their final, most essential command since George Orwell. That's what he said. Speaking of which, Donald Trump is now calling for Mega Base, all of his worshipers, to put an end to the Epstein Files obsession. Of course! Why wouldn't he? Him and Jeffrey Epstein were being sued for what? Raping little girls! Of course he is. But let me go back to this. I've come back from vacation, said a conservative of the day, to learn that Epstein apparently wasn't an international child sex trafficker, even though he was arrested for being one. There's no client list, even though the attorney general said she had it on her desk. I'll play that in a moment. He did kill himself, said this conservative, even though the video proving this point was edited for one moment. No prominent or powerful person or people are implicated, even though dozens of them flew on his plane to his pedophile island. And the whole issue doesn't matter, so we should just move on and never talk about it again? Wow. Well, I'm glad that's settled. That's what they expect. They expect you to just shut up and do as you're told. That's exactly what they're exhibiting here, friends. Your said representative limited government is telling you to shut up, get off the topic, and let us do what we want to do with your money and your country. It's exactly what they're doing. It's shameful. It's embarrassing, to say the least. Here, I want to show you. If you don't know what Acts 12:22 says, they're crying out to none other than King Herod, a corrupt devil. And it's interesting, the people were shouting back to King Herod that this is the voice of a God and not the voice of a man. It is embarrassing to see today's conservative and Donald Trump's worshipers go to the extreme to align themselves to see it his way rather than the Lord that they say they serve and seeing it his way. I want you to see this. This is incredible. This is Fox News. By the way, Fox has been serving up propaganda to you for how many decades in this country, and you still somehow or another think that they're doing you a service. No, there's a reason. There's a reason all of their show hosts are worth hundreds of millions of dollars. They're serving not you, they're serving them sponsors and themselves, at least, and listen to me, bad guys, at least temporarily. Because your life, like my life, is but a vapor, and you're not promised tomorrow. I want you to see this arrogant This guy, seriously, he's another one of those guys that just irritates me to no end because he's got such a high opinion of himself. And just pay attention to what he says, especially pay attention to what they're not saying. See if someone can catch this, please. 281-845-4704. Listen to this.
Fox News alert. The list with nearly 180 names of Jeffrey Epstein's associates, fixers, accusers, and employees has just been released by a judge here in New York. There are 1,000 pages of court records, and our team is going through them. And here's what we have so far. We suspected former President Bill Clinton would be named, and we were right. In a deposition with an Epstein victim, Johanna Schoberg, when she was asked, did Jeffrey ever talk to you about Bill Clinton? Johanna says,
is this incredible,
he said one
people?
Time that Clinton likes them young, referring to girls. The documents are also filled with names we already knew about, like Prince Andrew, billionaire Glenn Dubin, French modeling agent Jean-Luc Brunel.
Is this guy kidding me?
Clinton's former aide Doug Band.
Is this guy kidding me? We knew who was going to be on the list. Bill Clinton. Hey, folks, I've said it before. I'll say it again. The reason that you're in trouble today, and keep in mind who is responsible for crucifying the Christ, the same sort of spirit that you're seeing in today's Herodians. Crucify him, crucify him, along with what? The same group of people that put him back into office, namely the evangelicals of the day. They were the Pharisees, and Jesus told us to beware of the leaven of both in Mark 8:15. They were the ones saying, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but Caesar. It's the same thing they're saying today. Is Fox News kidding me? You know who else is doing this? Megyn Kelly. You know who else is doing this? Charlie Kirk. They're all controlled operatives, people. You know who else is doing this? Alex Jones. You know who else is doing this? Mark Levin. You know who else is doing this? Sean Hannity. You know, folks, and they're sold to you as being the best. We knew he was going to be on the list. It is Jesse Waters kidding me. I am embarrassed for the people that listen to this garbage. Here, look at me. The one that they forgot, obviously, and everybody knows it because Donald Trump's the one doing his best to try to shut all of this down. And that's all you have to do is go ahead and check up online and you'll again understand perfectly as to what they're doing. But folks, if this isn't propaganda, if they're not controlled opposition, how is it that everybody knows Donald Trump's on that list, but Fox News is trying to give him cover? You paying attention? I truly hope so. You know what's interesting is I have right here, I have a whole list of girls, young girls and boys. Michael Parker, 10 years old, oral rape, Mar-a-Lago, Palm Beach, Florida, 1992. Kelly Fear, 12 years old. She was paid off $1 million to shut her mouth, paid in 1989. Allegations of forced intercourse, Trump Tower, New York, New York. We have Charlie Bacon, 11 years old, $3 million, allegations of oral and anal sex. If it's just allegations, friends, I'm just kind of curious. Why is he paying them money to shut their mouth? Are you with me? I mean, it's pretty insane, isn't it? Oh, it's beyond insane. And what's even more terrible than all of this, friends, is the way that the conservatives of the day, you know, the good guys, are doing their best to cover for them. That's insane. Good job, guys. Remember how I was talking about those guys that wanted to go ahead and forfeit the truth? That's what these people are doing to the destruction of the nation. That's what's happening here. To the destruction of the nation, and while 345 million people sit back and allow it to happen. That's the great wonder of the age. It truly is. It truly is. I want to do this. I'm going to go ahead and take this phone call real quick, and then we're going to come right back to this. I got some videos I need to play for you, and some audio, and some visuals, so you can understand what's going on here. Last week, I'd highlighted the fact, and if you're on social media platforms, you can see this right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can actually see the court case of a federal lawsuit filed in California back in 2016 of a young 13-year-old girl suing both of them, Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump, for forced rape, oral sex, the list goes on. and the list of crimes that Donald Trump, or should I say allegations and sexual misconduct allegations, is, folks, astonishing. That his followers, his worshipers are saying, we have no king but Donald Trump, regardless of the crimes committed against women and boys. We'll be right back. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life: books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and check out our store today. Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death." Daniel Webster rightly stated, "Hold on, my dear friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic for which it stands. Miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. Hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the whole world."
My name is Dr. John Diamond. I'm the director of Peacemakers Outreach and the author of the book, An Appeal to Heaven, A Cry for Divine Justice. Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty radio show presents an unapologetic and unabashed presentation of all of the culturally relevant issues of our day from a biblical perspective. His commitment to preach the whole counsel of God's word is a breath of fresh air in a nation where even the pastors are afraid to preach the truth.
Welcome back. Boy, my voice is breaking up here. It's 7 days a week here, folks. There, I want you to see this. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. If you're one of our affiliates, I'll paint the picture. Trump calls for mega base to end Epstein files obsession. Of course, because he's all over it. Same thing with P. Diddy. That's why he's talking about pardoning P. Diddy. The party told you to reject the evidence of your ears, your eyes and your ears. It was their final, most essential command. And when the people listen, then the end is soon. Here, look at this. And I've told you about this clown before. And he's a clown. He's dangerous to himself. He's a little patsy is what he is. He is what Vladimir Lenin defines as a useful idiot. Folks, I have, through people that know Charlie, I've tried to reach out to him. I've tried to go online to get him on. This guy stays away from me like the plague, like Lindell's and like the Trumps. And to be honest with you, folks, I'm not being cocky or arrogant, but if I was them, I'd avoid Bradley Dean too. They don't want real questions, folks. And to prove the fact that they're controlled opposition. I just highlighted the fact that Trump said, I want this to stop now. He was visibly shaken when he was asked the question the other day. He was visibly shaken. Man, just needs to stop because he knows his name's all over it. His pictures are all over with him and Jeffrey Epstein for 30 years. Same thing with P. Diddy. But going back to Charlie Kirk, folks, and it's not just Charlie, it's all of this circle. You got to ask yourself, where are they getting the money to do the things that they're doing? And why is it that they have access to the people's White House? Well, here's a prime example of what a useful idiot does. Donald Trump tells them he doesn't want anybody talking about it anymore. And here comes this goofy looking joker, Charlie Kirk, to answer.
Honestly, I'm done talking about Epstein for the time being. I'm going to trust my friends in the administration. I'm going to trust my friends in the government to do what needs to be done, solve it, balls in their hands. I've said plenty this last weekend. So if you guys want to see my commentary on it, that's fine. Honestly, I'm done talking about Epstein.
See, he's doing what he's told to do, just like the politicians. By the way, thank you, Barb, for sending that. Totally appreciate you guys being on your game. Thank you for holding, Margie from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you?
Hi, Bradley. Say, you know, people have to remember, not only is their curiosity up and they're bugged by this and whatever, by the CIA not giving us this information and these facts, we are not being allowed to take the axe to the root of the tree and find out exactly how our government has been compromised and hold them accountable. And it just makes me crazy that people are just, the excuses that are coming out of these Trump supporters is unbelievable.
Yep, they are the
problem. If it wasn't so sad, I would chuckle.
Oh, it's.
But anyways, don't you agree that we could do something with this evidence and hold them more accountable?
What happens when the people have had enough across the boards? It ends.
Exactly.
Yep, and until the people.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yep, you're welcome. The power's in the people's hands, and corruption knows it. They're just stacking the cards against you because they want you to believe there's nothing you can do about it. On an individual basis, folks, you keep letting them pick off the good people. Well, no wonder, folks, you're allowing them to turn the lights on out that exposes their darkness, that reproves their darkness, Ephesians 5:11. It's on the people. Let me show you this. This is this whore, Pam Bondi. She's a whore to her nation, people, is what she is. And she's a straight-up liar. And furthermore, everybody knows that she's a liar. Okay? Check this out.
Breaking news right now, you're going to see some Epstein information being released.
This is what they sold you before they got into office.
Hopefully tomorrow is a lot of flight logs, a lot of names, a lot of information. But it's pretty sick what that man did.
What that man...
Along with his co-defendant. Breaking news right now.
What that man did... This is the Attorney General of the United States of America, and she can't see what I have access to, that Donald Trump has given out millions of dollars in hush money. She's the Attorney General of the United States, and she can't go find the court documents that her and Jeffrey Epstein were called into court for and implicated for raping her and several other little kids? People, are you kidding me? I mean, what I'm showing the people right now is pictures of Donald in the Epsteins. This is what the conservatives are covering up. You better ask, hey, folks, you better understand that dictatorships, they always sell themselves as the good guys. You do know that, right? You know, it's also interesting to note we got Times of India. And it's also interesting, and we should all take note of the fact that Ghislaine Maxwell is ready to reveal the truth, offers to testify before Congress. It's all another whitewash. You know what's interesting about it? You know who they're calling out, folks? Clinton. Clinton's the fall guy right now. He's the one that's being used because he's a thing of the past. He's not a threat anymore. I mean, it's just, whoa. Yeah. Daily Mail's doing the same exact thing. All the mainstream media outlets are all doing the same thing. It's all Bill Clinton. Okay, folks, you all the well know what's going on. Here, I got a question for you. Why is Donald Trump's ratings down further than that of Eden Biden's right now? Why is it that his said followers are outraged at what's going on to the FBI and the Attorney General? Bongino, Patel, and Bondi. Why are they outraged? Why is he losing credibility? Because, folks, again, this is what they do through omission. They just withhold what it is people know that they're talking about. Because by them withholding it, they want to give you the impression that nobody's talking about it. In this case, the opposite is true. It's also interesting to note that when this came out, I said, okay, so what's behind all of this? Okay, and I'm talking to me and the Lord. What's behind all this? I said, Lord, it feels like it's some sort of a loyalty test to Trump. You know what's crazy about that? And it is to carnal men, but to spiritual men it is not. You know what's crazy about that? I go online and sure enough, Epstein fallout poses a loyalty test to Trump. Guess what all the conservatives around his administration are proving right now? Their loyalty to Trump by not talking about Donald Trump and his crimes against children. And women, hey, you know, Melania's just as guilty as Donald is, by the way. Go online, punch in the names. I mean, wow. You know, and I want to say this too. You got a guy out in California that claims to be Donald Trump's pastor. I got to tell you, if I was you, dude, I would be embarrassed. You claim that? You should be ashamed of calling yourself his spiritual overseer. Look at the fruit of what you're bragging on. Whoa. Okay. What are they not talking about, friends? What is all this distraction about? Here, I want you to listen carefully as we end the show. Remember how I told you they're trying to create a cashless society? And I told you, if you go with the cashless society, Revelation 13, 17, I said, the minute you let them do that, you're done. They have all control over every facet of your life. You ready?
We are on the brink of a dramatic change where we are about to, and I'll say this boldly, we're about to abandon the traditional system of money and accounting and introduce a new one. And the new one, the new accounting, is what we call blockchain. It means digital. It means having a almost perfect record of every single transaction that happens in the economy, which will give us far greater clarity over what's going on. It also raises huge dangers in terms of the balance of power between states and citizens. In my opinion, we're going to need a digital constitution of human rights if we're going to have digital money.
You're listening, folks.
But also, this new money will be sovereign in nature. Most people think that digital money is crypto and private, but what I see are superpowers introducing digital currency. The Chinese were the first. The U.S. is on the brink, I think, of moving in the same direction. The Europeans. We are on the brink of a dramatic change.
Okay, so you hear what's going on, folks. This is what's going on a worldwide basis. Well, all this smoke and mirrors going on. It's also, I want to make clear, the Lord is clearly behind this expose as to what's going on here. And again, it's left into the hands of the church. And what we see is we see those that are going along and professing to be Christians, they're all standing as loyal to this administration. For those that are not, we need to hear you loud and clear because you need to encourage the massive amount of people in this country that have had enough of this whore they call the President of the United States of America. Oh, and by the way, if I have the opportunity to say it, I'll say it to them. That is if you jump on the show. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.